Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, the show that offers you the guidance to transform your life. My name is Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio. My show started last week, so in case you missed it, I'll introduce myself very briefly. I'm a psychologist, best-selling author of 7 books, radio show host for over 20 years on different stations, WR, WABC, Sierra Satellite, A-House Radio. I'm a relationship expert, and I've been on TV since the age of 9. So in my 25 years as a therapist, I've counseled tens of thousands of people from all walks of life, from the lady next door to celebrities to politicians. So I've been helping people, and it's my purpose. So I want you to feel free to call in and ask me any of your questions about your life. You know, I'll try to guide you from your worries into clarity, into having a new direction, into finding a solution. I have been featured in many publications like New York Post, The Daily News, The New York Times. I've been on shows like Good Morning America, The View, Fox News, The Today Show, and many more. I'm the author of Everyday Karma, Decoding Your Destiny, 11 Principles, Holiness, and my book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, was released by Penguin Books 2 years ago. And I'm working on a book that it's almost ready, called Committed It, because it's all about commitment in this world. And the show tonight, actually, is all about love relationships. And in case you say, well, I relate to this topic and I want to talk about my love life, and I need to talk because I want to release and my issues, my problems, and I want to see if I can find a solution, I have a wonderful producer who's going to take your call. And the number to call in is 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057. But as I said, you know, it's all about love relationship tonight, because those are the most complicated kind of relationship that exists. So nothing has power over us like love, because as humans, we're highly susceptible to our feelings, but our emotions can sometimes interfere with our rational feeling, with our logic. So when this happens, we no longer see the higher reason behind certain situation. Instead, we allow ourselves to be led by the chaos that our sentiments, our emotion can create in our lives. So we all want to have a stable, dependable partner in our lives, and we crave the security of walking up in the same loving arm each day. We long to share a deep bond with a human being we call our soulmate, but all too often we become heavily involved in relationships that were only meant to be temporary or probably never meant to happen to begin with. Our stubborn will to work things out can cause pain sometimes. We do this because we feel a profound desire to give and a profound desire to receive love, which is the root of our existence. We biologically designed to fall in love. So it's only natural that we pair up in this world. So we say yes to people who are willing to love us, although they might not be the people we are destined to be with. So the beauty of free will is that we can remain in or walk away from a relationship. So, but many times this is easier said than done. You're probably going to listen to me and say, oh, yeah, so but yeah, but I couldn't do it. So when we finally realize that we're not completely happy, we realize that we have to end it, but it's not that easy. It's not that easy to begin with. I mean, in my practice, I've seen patients who married their childhood sweethearts. I've seen patients who stayed together for 70 years, and I've seen patients who struggle all their life with commitment issues, because the word commitment comes from the Latin word committere, which means to give yourself to somebody else. And most of us fall somewhere in between these two extremes, meaning we've experienced several type of relationship before finding the person we believe to be our perfect match. Now, I hear every single day people asking me, did I settle too quickly? I am with the right person or not? Is he cheating on me? Am I in love with two people? What am I supposed to do? Which one is the right one for me? I feel like sometime or something is very wrong in my relationship. I don't know what it is. Is it my imagination? So I'm hearing stories like this every single day. Is he hiding money for me? So, you know, we're not sure. We're insecure. We're not clear about what we need to do. So I'm telling you, if you listen to me, and if you're currently married, if you're in a relationship, you're contemplating entering a relationship, or you have a new life interest, it is crucial, you know, that you understand the role that your partner will play, you know, in your divine life plan. So if you haven't picked up the phone, it's not too late to call. And because I know that the lines probably are going to fill up, so please call 202-570-7057, and let's talk about you, because this is a calling show, and this is a call about you. So it's very important that we talk about you and see whether we can find solutions. Because this is a new show for me, in case you said, well, I can't talk on the radio, I want a private discussion. Honoring my show, I'll give you a 50% off of all my sessions for the people listening on the radio. And if you buy my newest book, Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, which was actually a TV show on Bravo, unfortunately it didn't last too long, but that was the title of a show. It's all about, the book, it's all about a guide to relationship. So if you pick up this book or my first book, Everyday Karma, or any of my books, I'll give you a free session. Just let me know that you bought my book, because my intention is for you to benefit. I'm here to be at service, and I'm here to help. You can also be my friend on Facebook. You can join me on social media, and that would be amazing for me to be able to connect with you in this way. So again, 202-570-7057. I know I have Dan from Chicago. I'm going to go to you in a minute. So thank you for waiting. I also have a lady all the way down through Europe, from Europe, and I assume that must be very late down there, so I'm going to talk to her in a minute. And any of you, feel free to call in. I'm here, as I said, to see if I can answer any of your questions. There are four types of relationships, as you probably heard or probably read my books or probably ever heard about different types of relationship. I tell you that I've been working on this to kind of distinguish one relationship from another. Because in one life, you might experience one kind of a relationship throughout your life, or you might go through a full range of four. Now you're probably going to ask me, which are the four types of relationship? There are karmic relationships, there are transitory relationships, there are compromise relationships, there are soulmate relationships, and of course, especially the transitory and compromise relationship, we can also talk about obsessive relationship, abusive relationship, monophobic relationships, and relationship that become abusive, I always recommend to walk away from them. But when we talk about this, every single one of this relationship is very different. The characteristic, I'd love to tell you a little bit about this. Like, for instance, the karmic relationship, when you talk of karma, karma is the greatest law of the universe. Contrary to popular belief, it's not a malicious force that brings our bad deeds back to us. It's the memory, you know, of your thoughts, intention, action, both good and bad. And the problem with the karma is the karma repeats itself. Is you keep on repeating the same story over and over, especially in your love life. Like if you have a karmic bond, you know, a karmic bond involves some sort of an action. And this type of relationship, it's extremely powerful because it's always very intense. If it's not great, then it can be really difficult to deal with because there's an intense magnetism from the beginning. The relationship is sometimes prone to arguments, but there's always a deep seat, a deep desire, you know, of fulfilling something that is karmic. There is sometimes some karmic wound, something that it's almost that exists there and need to be healed. And the moment that karma is settled, the relationship comes to an end abruptly. It's almost like the role of the karma has been fulfilled. Now, I would love to take my first caller, Dan from Chicago, and then I'm going to go through
there.
All this. Hi, Dan. Can you hear me?
Hi. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have your book, Everyday Karma, and I recommended it to somebody, and they reached out to you years ago, and I think I'm on my third read of your book because
there's
a lot of great information in there.
Thank you so much.
Situation, mm-hmm. You're welcome. My wife and I are separated. She moved out in July. We sold the house and everything. We're on the ends of our, you know, marriage, I guess, and mm-hmm. just wanted to touch base with you on feedback. I don't know what my, you know, I know you have a lot of insight into relationships, and
right.
Why don't you ask me, you know, some questions so that I can fill you in more.
What I feel like asking you is, do you think that this relationship served a purpose and came to an end in a sense of having final resolution and something between you? Was what type of relationship was this? From what you're hearing me describing different type of relationship, was this a compromise? Was this something karmic that you needed to go through? Was this like a transition in your life? Because it happens many times that a relationship takes you to a different phase, and it's just a transitory. Because it, how long did it last? Like around 9 years, 10 years? How long was it?
You know, it was good for about 9-10 years. We actually made it to about 20, you know, less than 20, a little under 20. But we have a son from it. I do okay. believe it was probably a transition, maybe.
Right. Usually,
we both had to grow.
Yeah. When let's say, was a transition, and then there is a son comes, you know, in your life, and then you choose to stay because you almost choose to sacrifice. You want to stay longer,
yes.
Even if the relationship is you're done, you know, it's over, but you stay and you start and you entering in a different phase of a relationship, which becomes some kind of a compromise. A compromise
right.
relationship are very common. You took this relationship for being a 9 year cycle transition, and you took another 9 year cycle. It's very hard after something is done to continue on the third 9 year cycle. You almost couldn't. So you had to walk away after another 9 years. Because I assume
yeah.
that this in total was like around 18 years to what I'm intuitively feeling, that this was the two life cycles. You know, a cycle is around 9 to 12 years, the max. So I think that your relationship lasted the second cycle because of the child and because of feeling like you needed to stay. So you kind of compromise into it. But I think
yeah.
that I feel like you have to tell me whether this was something resolved. Like you say, I'm walking away from this because I think I healed it. I fulfilled it. I was able to end it up in good terms. I'm not carrying anything from there in the next chapter in the book of my life, because I'm going to start a new chapter, you know? So there's another chapter 9 years ahead of me. Am I free? Am I entering this cycle with any baggage from my past, or am I free? Is your son a teenager?
He is 11, going to be 12.
So he's going to go towards his teens years, around 12,
right.
13. Yeah. So, you know, because teenagers usually handle very hard the separation of their parents. They handle it much harder than a six-year-old or an eight-year-old. So whenever they go after 11, 12, it's more difficult for them because they don't comprehend feelings. They don't comprehend their own emotions, you know. That's one of the reasons that kids killed kids in school, because they don't understand that. They don't understand the consequence of their action, and they cannot handle the emotional system, you know, and their hormonal and everything that's happening to them. So I'm giving you explanation. While we see in the world happening in schools, it's much deeper than the problem with the guns. It's much deeper. It's much more psychological than we actually understand, because nobody discusses the psychological aspect of killing, you know, at this age. So I'm trying to explain you what happens to your son through the separation. But I feel like your son intuitively will be perfectly fine with this. So he will handle it very well. In a way, it's better now than in another 3 years from now.
Sure.
Okay. Now, do you free you free from entering, you know, this new phase? And I'm going to continue with you. Hold on, I have a short break, and we'll
okay.
continue the conversation.
Sounds good.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. I'm Carmen Jara. We're talking about different types of relationship, and I was talking to Dan about the kind of a relationship he's been going through, and I was asking him. So, Dan, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So I was asking you whether you are ready to enter a new phase in your life, like a new chapter, free from the past. But it's very important not to carry the baggage that has been created in us. So in other words, is this a relationship that is healed, that is agreed, that is you guys agree to put an end to it?
Yes, yes.
So then you both will walk away free without carrying anything and ready to start something different. And I personally see you in a different relationship with somebody a little bit younger than you, probably 4 to 7 years younger than you. I don't know if you met anybody, but I tell you, you will meet. And feel free to call me again and let me know if this is true, because sometimes I love making predictions.
I like that.
Yeah, predictions, they open the door, you know, to a possibility. You know, you predict, you anticipate, you allow it to happen, you are ready, you know, you embrace. It's almost like you reprogram the mind to the belief that there's something there, and what you believe you make happen. And there's something within you that wants this. And I think during the frame of this year, you will meet somebody, and I'm looking forward for you to call me back and tell me much more about this woman, who I would describe, Mike, a more intense, more powerful type of relationship than the one that you had, and more deep, and probably more karmic. So this is going to be something different,
like that.
You know? Yeah, you will you'll feeling more fulfilled than in the relationship before. The only thing is that you need to feel free, so you cut the ties to the past, so you don't carry the past into your future. That's one of the essential things that you need to do. But there is a wonderful person there for you. Just open your eyes. Just allow it to happen. It doesn't have to come through online. I don't really believe it's coming by you going and dating online. I think it's going to be somehow introduced in a circle of friends. Totally unexpected, but everything is for a reason. There will be a reason in this, and you will immediately connect. It's going to be like an instant click, like an instant karma. So then feel free to call me back and let me know much more about this. I'm super excited.
I will. Bless you. Thank you so much, Carmen.
Okay, my dear. So I'm going to go now to my other caller. I'm going to go to... there's a lady calling me patiently all the way down from Europe, from actually, hi, Gabriela, my love, how are you?
Hi, Carmen, I'm from Romania, Bucharest, actually.
I am so excited to talk to somebody. Is it 3 a.m. there? What time is it?
No, it's only 1:30, so it's all
1:30
good.
1:30 a.m. So how can I help you, my wonderful friend?
First of all, I want to wish you happy birthday, because your birthday is like in 4 days.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love you.
Yeah, I love your song, which is Love in San Diego. I listen to it on repeat.
Okay, good.
I'm nervous now. I read your book, The Karma Queen's Guide to Relationship, written with Alexandra. And something shifted in my life, in my perception about life, let's say.
So here is
the thing. I was in a relationship with a guy born in the same day as you, on the 25th of March.
March 25th,
long relationship, painful one. I understand now it was a transitory one for me. And I met this amazing guy who is from France. I met him in Paris last year. I'm also into numerology, so I'm a number 3 and he's a number 6.
Well, 3, and so this man that you met in Paris is a 6, no?
Yes, he's a 6.
Okay,
his
so 6 will match very well. Will match very well. Give me your birthday if you don't mind. Do you mind giving me his birthday and your birthday, because we're talking about numerology?
So, yeah, my birthday is December 21st, 1986.
Okay.
And his birthday
March 25th, which year?
March 23, 1987.
87. So let's see a little bit, because I feel like there's something here that is very... Yes, listen to this. So when your divine codification coincides with the other person's year of birth. This in the ancient teaching of Kabbalah, in the concept of numerology, symbolizes past life. So you and this man versus the other one, where you have a transition, you have a karma. So numerologically, we can actually prove, according to your codification, that he's a number six. You're born in 86, which is a six. So your year of birth coincides with his numerology, which is six. And this is where you guys are meant to connect in this life, because you carry a karmic connection that comes from, if you believe in past life, that comes from a past life.
I do.
So yeah, this is fascinating. And you are a number three, which makes that your life and your stability starts after the age of 30. Now, after 30 and 33, because you're born on the 21st, which is a 3, on the 12th month, which is a 3. So 33. Now, you're going to turn 31. Okay.
32.
So So remember my words. Between the age of 30 to the age of 33, your whole life is different. You're meet the right person within this frame of time, approximately. And at the age of 33, you have all the stability. By that time, you will be married. You might even have a child. You are meant to have one child or three. So remember my words. You have 3 times 3, which is extremely powerful. The most benefic number in numerology is number 3. You have it 3 times, which is fascinating, I know. And you have a six, which is the planet of love. So you are blessed with an amazing life. You have to be careful of money, because you're missing the money. And this is something you need to work on, generating income, putting money on a side, because you're not attached to the financial energy, being 3 times 3 bad. You have a fabulous life, extraordinary stability. And you will get married, and you will invite me to your wedding, because I'll come.
Yeah, I wanted to invite you. I just wanted to ask you one thing. I don't know if he's in a relationship with a guy right now in Paris, so this is a question for me. I want to invite him to Bucharest. This is what we established, let's say.
So when did you speak? He will come. He will come. This guy cannot go anywhere, because he's connected to you karmically. So he's meant to come into your life.
Here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have my apartment here, and I'm working with redecorating it. It's near the city center. It's just a very nice apartment. I searched for it like for 4 years. It's near a park. It's everything I wanted. And okay. I'm just waiting for him, actually. I wrote him a letter. I'm very much in love with him, very much in love.
Good. It's going to work. So bottom line, just to make it as simple as possible, this has to work. There's a karma between the two of you. There's compatibility. You complement each other. This is going to work. And I'm going to be in Bucharest in the next 3-4 weeks. So come pay me a visit. I'll write me something. I'll give you my phone, and we'll speak much more then. But this is going to work, my love. So just be patient, okay, just be confident, and this is going to work.
Yeah, just I wanted to mention, I Googled something, and you know King Mihai of Romania and Queen Anna?
Yes.
They were a 3 and a 6. They were a 3 and a 6.
And they lasted a lifetime. They lasted over 70 years together.
Yeah.
So talking about relationship that can last forever, two people that are meant to,
Sorry, do you see me writing books? Because I enjoy writing.
Well,
so I
number three are writers. I'm a number three. Hillary Clinton wrote books. She's a number three. Number threes are very creative, are the best writers. So go ahead and do it. It's the element of creativity. So please, please do it. Go ahead and write books, because you have the talent, you have the gift, and it's going to be very easy. Very easy, you
and
know, to do it.
One last question before I end. Should I keep my current job? I work for Vodafone, which is a telecommunication company in Bucharest. Should I stay here or should
well,
I move?
Well, if you want to stay, stay just temporary. I think there will be something much better for you, my love. I personally believe
that. Because I'm in a year 7 right now, so I will move in a year 8 next year, basically.
So wait for the year 8. Year. Much better year 8 to make a move with your career than the year 7. I will not make a move immediately. I'll concentrate more on my love life. But year 8 is the year of recognition, of financial power. So that's the year that can actually, the year of fulfillment. You're going to see things changing completely in your favor as you're stepping into the year 8. So I think the year 8 actually starts for you right around your birthday. So there's not too many months left for the year 8. So you're coming very closer to that. So if you want to change jobs, do it somewhere around the time of November, October, November, closer to December, because you already entered the energy of the year 8, 6 weeks prior to your birthday. So you're in perfect perfect moment, you know what I mean, for changing jobs and for deciding on your creativity and writing your book. Okay, my love? Go to sleep.
Yeah. Thank
I
you
love
so much.
You. Okay, my God.
I love you too.
Okay, sweetheart. And I'm going to go to Mary from New Orleans. Hi, my dear Mary. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, absolutely. How can I help you, Mary? You see, the topic is about love life.
You know it is, yes. I've been single forever, Carmen, and I'm waiting.
Why? Why, my beautiful girl? Why are you single? Do you mind telling me when you're born? I want to see.
December 19th.
December 19th? Uh-huh.
80.
1980. Okay, let's see what's going on. Now I know why you're single. Because 19 is a one, 1980 is a one. Hold on. Yeah, no, 1980 is actually a nine. But you have a one here, which makes you, sometimes you tend to isolate, sometimes you're not open enough. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Do you agree? Okay. You're actually a number 4, and here is where things seem to happen to you the second part of your life because of this 4 element. So if I'm supposed to just analyze your codification, I would say you're one of those person that events happen as you're coming closer to 38, 39. And I can definitely say, let me see which year you're in. You're actually in the year 6 as we're entering the end of the year. I promise you, Mary, on the radio with people listening, that as we step into the end of the year and during 2019, you're going to call me back and tell me the spring of 2019 to the summer of 2019 of this amazing man entering your life. He's from a different state, and he is wonderful, and he is not extremely tall, but great sense of humor. Brownish hair, very lovely. I am pretty excited about your relationship with this new man and that it fits perfectly. Was not meant to happen sooner, but when this is happening, you're going to be super excited with this new man. And also, listen, you are meant to have money in this lifetime. You're a number 4 and people who are 4, you have all the money in the world, but they don't come. Think of Oprah Winfrey, you know, that was not born rich. You're not born rich. It may not happen before your 40s. But after your 40s, you girl, you will have a lot of money. So this is what's happening to you. Okay, my angel. I think that's it for now. Unless you have something else, I'm going to go. Actually, I think
I
have a break. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Carmen.
I love you, my sweetheart, and thank you, Mary, for calling me. And let me know about this new guy, okay?
Oh, I definitely will call you. Don't worry.
Okay, love, and call me on the radio whenever you want. I think I'm having a break right now, but I have some other people. So Angela from New York, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute, and we'll continue talking about different types of relationships. And I will give you some tips of how to identify the right person into your life.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm back. I'm Carmen Jara. We were talking about different types of relationships, and we were talking about transitory relationships that are compromised, you know, a most common type of relationship in which two people settle for each other. Like they have kids, they share a house, and compromise relationship, you know, are working because you are stuck in the comfort zone. You know, being in a compromise relationship can become sometimes boring, you know, and both partners trying to find love outside the relationship. But at the end, you know, half result in divorce and separation, which is kind of sad because the two people don't really have that genuine connection. And then there's those, as I said, I spoke about karmic relationship. I spoke about transitory relationship, which are a bridge between two phases of evolution. Like transitory relationship are marked by attraction, sexual chemistry, excitement, adventure, but they lack the commitment. They lack the commitment. And imagine that a girl wants to become a woman, so she goes through the first love. That's a transition. Or you're a person who cope with separation, with the loss or a divorce, and you need time to heal, and you're not ready to embark on a new long-term love. So, but the most interesting relationship of all, and the most powerful and the most intense, is actually the soulmate relationship. And probably I'm going to talk much more about soulmate relationship in another show, because the time is not enough and I have two more people. But the 10 elements of a soulmate was one of my article on Huffington Post that was shared by hundreds of thousands of people all over the internet. And what I say in that article is that the soulmate is something inside. You get each other, you fall in love with each other's flaws. It's the two of you against the world. You're mentally inseparable. You feel secure and protected. You can't imagine your world without your partner. You look in each other's eyes and you feel in each other's thoughts. It's telepathy that works. And we'll talk much more about this, but I'm going to go and take Angela from New York. Hi, my lovely Angela. How are you, my dear? How can I help you?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. I'm super excited. When I'm on the radio, I'm myself.
I know. I can feel it. Yeah. My question for you is, like, I'm still grieving after my divorce. It's been like 7 to 8 years already, and I'm still grieving.
Oh, my God.
How can I get out of this? And I'm scared of people, believe me. That's why I'm still grieving.
Yeah. Well, you need to... to shift, you know, your mind is still wired into that, and you're still looking back, and you're not removed from that experience. Mm-hmm. In other words, you think you healed, but you're not healed. The moment you know you're healed is when you will fall in love with somebody else, and you look back and say, "Thank God that man divorced me because I'm with somebody that is so much better."
Yeah.
So you want to reach that phase in which you say, I'm grateful I went to the divorce because...
I'm scared of them, and I don't believe it. That's the problem.
No, it means that your marriage was hurting you. You know, there was something in that relationship that was not healthy. Do you agree with me? One went wrong. You can talk about it. You know, that's why therapy exists. You know, that's why cognitive therapy exists, and you go to a therapist to... release what's within you, all that pain and all that suffering, because the moment you talk, you delete. It's like an information in your mind at a conscious and unconscious level that gets out of you. The energy gets out of you. So what was painful? Tell me in two words. Was he unfair? Did he treat you? Was he abusive? What was in this relationship?
Everything.
Yeah,
unfair.
Everything, you see?
Mentally.
Yeah, so this is where it's difficult, because if you've been through some kind of an abusive, controlling, abusive relationship, then it's very hard to heal. But on the other hand, you have to tell yourself, I don't need this. Thank God that this is over. Thank God that I'm free. And you need to program the mind to meet somebody, and you need to put an effort into it. Because I tell you, you meet a man, and my opinion, this man is 2 years younger than you. And he's very charming. He's tall. He's brownish hair. He's not far away from your area. You just have to open. You know, you need to attract him. I know people say, well, that law of attraction doesn't really work. But it does work, because what's within you, you will attract. And if it's within you, the suffering is still there. You're blocking yourself, and you stay stuck. And I don't want you to be stuck. I want you to be able to free yourself from this pain and see this other person. And I personally see clearly. And this is a man that is, you know, that the parents have a different origin. He might have a combination of somebody who's not 100% American through the background. But he's a great human being. As I said, he's tall. He's a little bit younger chronologically. He works in a business that I think has to do with finance or money or insurances. I see him all over on the go, very motivated. I don't see any complication. He might be single for a while himself. He's looking for you, and you are looking for him. It's very possible you meet this man totally by accident, like... with no accident exists.
I think so, yeah.
Like, you know...
Because I'm not looking.
Right, you walk out of the house and you go somewhere and there he is, you know? Just have your eyes open and shift the mind. Work on your thinking, you know? And tell yourself every single day, I am ready. I'm going to bring this wonderful man. When I get out of my house, I'm going to look the best. You know, I'm going to put makeup, I'm going to be in a good shape, I'm going to be, you know, do everything that makes you happy. Take some dance lessons, you know, put makeup, change your color of the hair, buy a beautiful dress, you know. Make yourself as pretty as you are, the best of you. Create the best presence of yourself. Because this is the way you already motivate yourself to bring this energy in. And I want to talk to you somewhere in May. I want to see you progressing. You know, my intention is always to keep in touch with you so that one day you say, guess Carmen, I met him. You know what I mean? I also feel that by June you might be invited somewhere. Do you have a niece or anybody having a celebration? Where is the celebration that I'm seeing? It can be a family reunion.
Idea.
It can be that's okay if you don't know. And if you go invited somewhere,
yeah, just go.
You go there, you go ready, you know, excited about the experience, and go there, and you and that person is there in front of you with mm-hmm. the white shirt. And I tell you, girl, you will be so happy with this man. This person will bring you, because he's nice, he's kind, he's sweet, he's everything the other guy was not. So let's forget right. about what has happened, and let's thank God for that chapter being over, and you're ready to step into a new chapter in the book of your life, because this is what you deserve, my love. Okay.
Okay.
I love you, my Angela, and keep me posted and call me in a month or two or three whenever you feel like talking to me again, and tell me about this person, and tell me that it's exactly the way I'm describing him to you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, my love. Thank you, Carmen. You invited to an amazing place. I see you in an amazing restaurant with this guy taking you by the hand. I love this, Angela. I love you, sweetheart.
You give me goosebumps. You okay, give me goosebumps. I'm still alive then if you give me goosebumps. Okay, all right, thank you.
Bye,
I love
my
you.
Angel.
Bye.
Me too. Hi, Victor from Brooklyn. How are you, my dear friend? How are you?
Good, Carmen. Hi, how are you, my dear? So nice to hear your voice again on the radio.
Oh, it's good to hear from you. My God, I'm super excited. Because it's like there's nothing better than connecting to people, like feeling their souls. You know, when the radio is like that energy, that frequency, and you feel people's soul pure, coming to you, you know. It's just magic.
And you're really...
It's magic. What?
You're really like my family member, so I'm always
good.
Remember you. And your wonderful prediction you did to me some years ago, and it came through everything.
It came through.
You were so accurate, not to jinx you. I'm just
no,
so
you're
excited,
not jinxing, because
really...
you know it. When it comes with good intention, when it comes from the goodness of your heart, when you put all your good heart out there, you know, on up front, in front of somebody, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong, because you wish from that person the best for them. So how can I help you today, Victor? Do you have something specific to ask me?
Yeah, dear Carmen, right now, I think we have a little bit of time left. So mm-hmm. I have a question about my job. You know, like a month ago, I was laid off, so I lost my job. And is
I don't think you have
you
anything to regret about that job. Were you in that job for five years? Was it five years?
Yes.
Because I feel like the time, you know, there's a time for something to start and there's a time for something to end. And I feel like this job was meant to end. So my sense is, they did you a favor, because there's something else right around the corner. And I feel it's by 29th of this coming month of April, you know much more. There's a man I see hiring you who's gray hair with a big forehead. And I just have a picture of this man in my intuitive mind. You know, I always use my intuitive mind to project something. So I see a man who's very classy, very elegant. So you will embark on a different... I see you working on a building on a sixth floor. I don't know why I see all the details, but I do. And I think you'll get a so much better job, Victor. And again, you, like my previous caller, call me back and tell me. Tell me,
Definitely.
Yeah. Keep me posted.
I was planning to see you, because I have, of course, much more questions and not over the phone. But I definitely will stop by, visit you one day when you'll be here in New York. I know you're very busy.
Well,
you are just
I have a home in New York. You know me. I'm in Florida when it's warm. The day was like 90 degrees, and I know you guys are freezing down there. But so I prefer Florida in this very moment. But at the moment, the weather changes a little bit. I'm back to my place in New York. So get my number. It's on my website. And call me, Victor, and see me.
Of course.
It'll be my greatest pleasure to see
everything.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you.
Listen, so you say it'll be shut like end of April.
You will get a job relatively quickly. I like this opportunity for you. I think it's going to be actually pretty good. Much better than what you had. That had to come to an end. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, my dear. Thank you.
I love
and
you, Victor.
You
have
you
the
best.
The name of my dad, so I always name the name Victor is my favorite name.
I remember that. So I keep a lot of your books, and I read sometimes your books. Also makes a lot of pleasure, and I'm listening to your songs. So wonderful, and a great daughter you have. My goodness, it's so beautiful. So I wish you both the best. She deserves, of course, you deserve, and I'm so admiring you. Really, you're doing great job. Great job.
I love you, Victor. Thank you so much for calling me. And listen, I'll see you soon, my love, and call me anytime. Thank you for calling.
I'm going to go to,
I love you, sweetie. I'm going to go to Yvette. I have like 2-3 minutes. Hi, my Yvette from Louisiana. Hi, my lovely girl. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you? I just wanted a general message.
Tell me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted a general message. Whatever you come
to. Well, I have a number of messages for you. I have a message from you, actually, that does come from another side. Do you have somebody who's not alive?
Yes, my brother and my father.
Yeah, your dad, who says hello to you, and he gives you a warm hug and says not to be worried. He talks about a place. Do you plan to move?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, there's a change of residence that your father mentions you, like a very positive thing. Your father mentions a long trip, or they go ahead and travel where you plan to travel for a hike, take the trip. In between, there will be a lot of changes coming to you. Are you single right now, Yvette?
Yes.
Because your father says that somebody's coming into your life, so he says... see who's going to come into your life in the next 3 to 6 months. Now, the spirits don't really have a perception of the physical time anymore when they go beyond the physical time into the continuous time. So I don't know if the perception of time is 100% accurate, but it's approximate. They approximate a little bit the timing. But your father is not alone. Is with your brother and with his mother on the other side. He shows me an initial that starts with a G or a J, like John or Joseph. Does it ring any bell?
No.
It might be somebody coming in your life. I get that. That's probably what this is. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So he's definitely showing me somebody who's coming. But overall, as you can see, I'm giving you quite a bit of information, and I just want you to embrace it. I want you to think about it. I want you to digest it. I want you to put it in motion so you can make it happen. You think you can do this?
Of course.
Absolutely. And also, do me a favor, light a candle to the soul of your dad. If you have a candle in the, thank him for coming to the conversation today. He said he's been patiently waiting to jump in the conversation just because he wanted to, for you to acknowledge that he never left you and he's there in the home. Sometimes he wants you to put a glass of water on the table, which is interesting. Sometimes spirits are thirsty.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah.
So, but he's there with you, my love. I love you, Yvette.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carmen.
I love you, my sweetheart. So thank you so much for calling me, and feel free to call me anytime. Now, for everybody listening, this is Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. And remember that I'm here for you every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And connecting with me is very easy. You can always send me an email with your question. You can sign up for my newsletter. And you can get in touch with me through the social network. I want to have you as my friend. You can read my books. And if you get any of my books, I'll give you a short session free. You need to speak with me longer. I give you 50% off. I'll honor everything just to be instrumental in helping you and guiding you in creating the best version of yourself. And as you know, I'm Dr. Carmen Hara, And I'll see you next week, the same time, same place. I hope that you get all the love that you deserve. And I'm Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio. Thank you for listening.